The Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia starts now. What you fake mad about today?
All right, a minor.
By all means, protect your peace, whoever you are.
You drunk off that horny water.
Why are you sniffing your girl wig like, that ain't me.
Yo, it is episode 92 of the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia. Shout out Brian B. Nolan, couldn't be here today. An emergency came up. Hope everything is good. Before I start, I do want to give a RIP shout out to one of my OGs, Baz. Cancer got him, was a great man, put me onto the music scene in Baltimore. Just know you will be missed. I talked to a couple of the Wolfpack fellas earlier, and everybody's in good spirits. So shout out to your wifey and kids. And moving on from that. All right, well, y'all know Nate. Nate, say what's up to your people.
What's going on, yo? It's Nate. Having a crazy week. I want to say rest in peace to my grandma. I lost her last week. I love you. I miss you. I know, obviously, you can't hear this, but So I'm grateful to be here today because it's been a rough one. So we're going to have some fun, though.
Yeah, it's... Hey, man, loss is crazy. It's like death is the one thing that we know will happen and we'll never be ready for it. Next up, he's been here before. King Moses from the porch. Say what's up to your people.
What's going on, man? It's your boy King Moses live from the porch. Condolences to all that have lost somebody, and rest in peace to, you know, all the fallen people. I'm praying for these kids, man. You know, there's a lot of craziness out here in this world. And y'all can follow me on YouTube at King Moses Live on the Porch.
Yes, Lord. Next up, Morgan. I'll just call you Morgan because that's what I know you as. say what's up to your people and also shout out your platform. You're doing pretty good over there, all up in the news and whatnot.
Yeah, what's up? I'm happy to be here. Just glad everyone's having a week. Some good, some bad.
Tell them about your where they can find you on social media.
Oh, I am Morgan the Nail Tech. I'm over there on TikTok telling my unhinged stories, painting nails.
On TikTok until it's around no more. All right.
Thanks.
So let's jump right into this, right? There's been a plethora of stories running around about a woman, and she would choose a bear over a man if they saw him in the forest. So before I get into this with our esteemed panel and guests, the Fake Mad Mafia, I want to throw out some things. So we get straight. One, ladies, every guy you talk to isn't stupid. We know the hypothetical. We know it's metaphoric. Like, I posted this question on my Facebook, and I can't tell you how many people sent me articles in my DMs trying to explain it to me. I never said I didn't get it. I said I need one of y'all to explain it. I never said I didn't get it. Stop talking to me like I'm 12. Here's a couple of reasons, and we got Morgan here because she's an expert on being a woman. but we got...
Since the surgery, just kidding.
There's a... So I'm seeing a lot of the bear will either kill me or leave me alone, right? There are not 400 other horrible ways a bear can hurt me. That's not true. I just want to tell y'all, when y'all using these excuses to try to put men down, and don't get me wrong, some of the jerks, I'll give y'all some stats and a little bit about why women feel this way. And if you really are offended, you might be one of the reasons they feel that way. A bear will eat you while you're still alive. Don't think that you get killed and then eaten. No one would question me about what I was wearing if the bear attacked me. Yeah, but the bear might question what you doing running to it. If I survived the bear attack, I would not have to see the bear at family reunions. A bear will not film it and send it to his friends. no one will question if the bear attack really happened. All right. So that last round, let's slide. But y'all are humanizing animals acting like they can do these things. If a bear could work a camera, it might record, hey, I just got this human, about to eat it. There's a reason women are warned not to hike or camp alone, and it's not because of bears. I don't know if that's true or not. All right, but some real seriousness, right? Bear attacks are incredibly rare, and most are done out of a bear's interest in protecting food, cubs, or their space. According to the North American Bear Center, black bears, which is the most common bear in the United States, kills less than one person per year. In comparison, one out of every six American women have been the victim of an attempted or completed rape in her lifetime. Side note, men also get raped and victimized. I know it's not reported as much, but with all due respect, we have to, anyone can be a victim, and it's keep your hands to yourself and stop trying to take things from people you can't have. There are nearly 450 victims of rape and sexual assault every year in the US. There's tens of thousands of women and girls who are killed worldwide, right? And that's fucked up. However, critics say the hypothetical bear versus man question is just an excuse to shower men with blame. Morgan, is this an excuse to shower men with blame? Because before this, right, and by no means am I marginalizing any movement or any victimization, right? I'm not doing that. But before this, it was a what is it? Not all men, right? That was a hashtag going around, and it literally was taking shots at men. It's like, oh, if the shoe don't fit, you know, keep walking type of thing, right? If it don't apply, let it fly. Is this what this is? Like, what? Why do we
I mean,
need to have this conversation about a bear versus a man and who a woman would choose?
since you brought up the not all men thing, I mean, the way that women see it, we see not all men just like not all guns. It's like not all guns are loaded, but you sure as shit want to treat them like they are.
That's powerful.
So, when you're in the if you if I'm in the woods walking along and I see a bear, I know the bear is supposed to be there. I'm 5 miles in, I'm nowhere near, civilization. My phone stopped working, hours ago. If I see a bear, I'm like, oh fuck, I'm fucked. But you know what? The bear's supposed to be there. If I see a strange man, I'm like,
Is the human supposed to be there?
yeah, exactly. I'm like, what the hell are you doing this deep in the woods? Like, I'm lost as fuck. Like, what are you doing here? And that's when it's almost scarier because you're out of a comfort zone and you're somewhere where, they could inflict really, really creative harm and nobody's gonna find you.
Well, I'll tell you what I tell all of these people that hop in my DM sending me articles and stats. Like, I like your chances versus the man versus the bear if it's for survival. But I understand it. I get it. The majority of victims of rape, abuse, stalking, and murder are women.
Yeah, but I mean, like, how would you feel if it was your young daughter? Because that's how the conversation got started in the first place. It was women asking men, hey, if your young daughter got lost in the woods, would you rather her encounter a man or a bear?
I'm black. My daughter's not gonna be near the woods to get lost. Why is my daughter in the woods?
Hypothetically.
See, I don't dealing with hypotheticals is where you get the stretch. Well, I don't want my daughter shouldn't trust any human, right? But I get it. I get it. Men can be trash, you know, and yeah, I don't want my daughter going up to a strange man. But on the flip side, if it was a bear right there and it was a man right there, my daughter should go to the man to protect her from the bear, in my opinion. But we're not done with you yet. But let's get Moses.
And that's what makes you such a great person because you think that all men act like you. And that's what women are
I
screaming.
know
It's
all
like,
men don't,
well,
but I appreciate the compliment. King Moses, what are your thoughts on this?
first of all, I would say if a woman chooses a bear over a man, then that's her right to do so. And I feel that whatever results come from that experience, then they will learn it on their own. So if we're going with the numbers of a bear is less likely to kill a person or a woman than a man will, if they want to run with that narrative, then cool. I don't know how they gathered the data and how many women are actually going into the woods and encountering a bear to check that. But by all means, if they want to go ahead and test that theory, I welcome it. Sometimes things just got to happen to people. If they want to play stupid games, then they're going to get a stupid prize. I don't understand this question and this thought process. This sounds like somebody that has BBL brain cells that came up with the scenario and they just wanted to make something out of a situation to blame men, which is fine.
It's a shame in men tactic.
Yes, it is. Because you could also say, all right, well, yes, there are bad men out here. There are also bad people, bad women. So if a woman were to encounter another woman, that was lost in the woods, would she feel safe or would she feel that, oh, you don't belong in here, you're up to no good? And if they working feel with safe with, right, then if you feel safe with another woman out there, then it has to be you feel some type of way about a man. So I mean, they're right. They're entitled to their opinion. I think it's crazy. If I have a daughter, I would be afraid for her to be out in the woods by herself or encountering a bear or anybody. I would feel that way if I had a son or a father or a mother or anybody that was stuck out in the woods. I would also hope that, you know, if they do encounter a human, that they would help them or try to, or that maybe they're lost. I wouldn't go with the intention of that person is out there to try to harm them. Because again, people don't go out into the woods like that and get lost. So it might be a situation where two people are lost at the same time and they need each other help. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of weird, but it just seems like a lot of people come up with this stuff to do this gender war, man versus woman, woman versus man thing. Yeah. And, you know, just pandering to get, you know, traction, to get a conversation started and, you know, all this gypsy stuff, whatever, that I do not particularly care for. And all I'm saying is if a woman decides to trust a bear, want to be Goldilocks and eat some porridge out in the woods with the bear, go right ahead.
Hey, Goldilocks stole they porridge. Y'all run into the bear and the bear don't trust y'all. They remember. Morgan, you want to retort to that before I get to Nate?
In terms of what?
Just any. I don't think you agree with what he said, but do you want to counter anything he said?
I mean, you know, I do agree that there is it is a lot of like clickbaiting, like fear porn, kind of trying to like polarize men and women. But at the same time, women are also trying to just say, you know, it's not about a bear. It's about the fact that men are, you know, dangerous. If you're a woman walking alone and there's a group of men walking behind you, you know, you cross the street. That's just how it is to be a woman. We're taught from a very young age, you know, don't go anywhere alone, go to the bathroom in pairs. Cause, you know, yes, from a very young age, we are kind of conditioned that, you know, a creepy man could be waiting to rape us and murder us just in any bathroom stall. And no, it doesn't always happen, but you always hear the horror stories of women that it has happened to. You know, I think every woman, while we don't talk out loud about it in public as much because it's taboo, you know, every woman knows a woman who has a story like that.
I think most men do too. Nate, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I was gonna say something about mystical helping the bear, but he a nasty man, so we're gonna just skip past that joke. he's nasty to stop it. He said help the bear. Nah, but honestly, these two summed it up. I feel like it's, while it is a gender war topic right now, at the same time, it's not really that irrational of a fear for women to have. Like, and I've been in those situations, like being, not to really bring race into it, but being a black guy just walking on the street near like a white woman, there's a fear that's already in there. So just a man with a woman is already going to incite some fear. So I get it, but I feel like this is a topic that needed to be going on as it's getting to be warmer weather. Like, we should just be, not everything has to be man versus woman. So,
right. Also, Morgan, I want to add, you said if you saw a bunch of men walking down the street behind you, you would cross the street. What would you do if a bear was walking down the street behind you?
Try to take it home. Make it a pet. They're cute. Come on.
All right, so we don't have to have.
Have you never seen videos of like drunk bitches like with like wild animals? They're like, look, I found a raccoon.
Yeah, they don't do that with bears.
No, but bears are cute or whatever, according to America. Yeah. I mean, they love teddy bears. What's the other one? Teddy Rupskin.
Gummy bears.
Yeah, all
I
that.
Risk it all for the bear, okay? They're so cute. Yeah. Look at those little ears, okay? Yeah. If I die, that's how I go.
Look at those teeth, yeah. Okay?
Women like the dancing bears or whatever. They into that nasty stuff or whatever. So something about the bears or whatever, but let them go in the woods. I think it's
Shout
more or less.
The Morgan State Bears.
Yeah, the Morgan State Bears or whatever. Like, let them go in the woods and go explore and do all that or whatever. And, you know, if they feel comfortable and safe out there, then let them do that. I would not be anywhere near no bears. I do agree with Morgan as far as the feeling of the, you know, women and having, you know, the fear of that. I get that. I think I was more or less focused on the analogy of the bear over a man. Like if it was a conversation
it's a slow analogy, but
yeah. So if it was more of the actual, all right, well, this is how I feel as a woman, whatever. I have no problem with that. But, you know, just not knowing what was going on, just saying, oh, well, you trust a bear over a man, then yes. And it goes back to our point about if it applies, let it fly. So I'm not going to get offended if a woman says, I feel unsafe around because I'm not into all that or whatever. Like, I'm not trying to attack women or whatever. And I know it's real. But also, too, I think that some women need to also look at it like, all men aren't trying to rape you. All men are not trying to attack you. So obviously you want to be aware and have some signs and, you know, stuff like that. But just because you see a man doesn't mean that he's trying to attack you. So it has to be some type of application of, all right, well, maybe this person might not be on that type of time. So.
Right. But I mean, it is rational fear. Let me say, I don't think it's not really about the true threat of bears, right? Let's be real. It's about how women feel living amongst men. We're gonna move on from this, but Morgan, I got one more question. I'm gonna start with you, and it's only because you're again the woman representative here. I saw where a woman said that she would choose a man over a bear, and mm-hmm. I also saw where other women were attacking her. Now, we don't think that's a little hypocritical. They were calling her like a pick me, she's just trying to appease the men. And her rationale was that she's never had that experience that she's heard others have. She shouldn't be looked at downward by women because they want a woman power movement. What do you think about that?
No, and I mean, I think that the whole conversation, it's very nuanced and it's also very subjective. Because, you know, what you're essentially boiling it down to is like, what do women fear more? A bear or a strange man in the woods? I mean, you could ask a woman, what would you rather do? Like walk down the street on the same side as a man or walk down the street with 500 spiders in your face? And they're going to pick the man.
I was going to say, I don't know any woman picking the spiders.
Hell fuck no. You know, it's very subjective as to like, what do women fear more? And at the end of the day, you know, women kind of fear a strange man in the woods more than they'd fear.
So. It was a pick me moment when they picked a bear versus a man, right? Because you just said, you know, if it was man versus spiders, the woman ran into the man, not to the spiders. Maybe it's a point of men are flustered because they feel like they wouldn't get chosen. Didn't bother me. I do think it's a little bit silly, for lack of a better term, but it didn't bother me. Like I didn't feel like if a woman saw me in the woods and a bear, she picking the bear. We both gonna be like, what you doing here? Because why am I in the woods anyway? All right, we'll move on. Nate, anything else you want to add to this?
No, man. Like, it's just one of those topics that, like, it's
hard to pick a side and not be picked on. All right, it's like
exactly like ask women what they think about like dolphins, because dolphins are notoriously like animals that like to rape humans.
Dolphins rape, but they're cute. But they rape. Right. Yeah. Or if you in the jungle and you see a hippo and you see a man, you choosing the hippo or the man. Because hippos are very aggressive.
Oh, fuck. Hippos are terrifying. I
Hippos
don't
are crazy.
know.
So I like how y'all picked up bear and not spiders.
I'm telling you, it's subjective. It is subjective, and maybe that will make me a pick me. I don't know.
No. They were calling the girl a pick me because she said that she would pick a man over the bear. It's almost like she went against the girl code. Like, girl, you know what we're trying to do? Don't do this. But all right, let's move on though. Let's get into some fun speak. Nate, we'll start with you. Who is more important in a relationship, you or your partner?
Damn, why am I on the spot? Wow. You can't pick both, right? Yeah, I gotta be one or the other.
You gotta pick one or the other. Both is an easy answer.
I would have to say my partner, honestly, because I'm me who I'm gonna be who I am entering it, but my partner can either help to lift me up or help to make me worse. So, I would have to say that a lot of their influence and interaction with me would really make the relationship good or bad. And I think they could say the same for me, but I could say the same too. So I think, yeah, my partner.
Okay. King Moses, who is more important in a relationship, you or your partner?
Is the easy question. I would choose myself. I can't control my partner and how they react or how they feel or whatever, but I can control myself. How I act, what I do, how this thing goes or whatever, and if she's going through stuff or whatever, or not vibing with me, I make the decision on how I'm going to, fix that on my own. So it might be a situation where I need to take a step back. I need to just give some time to her and whatever. So I'm the one that's in control of what I do and what actions I take to make the relationship work. So I'm going to choose myself. That's pretty easy.
Not Shay. Morgan,
Myself
who's
till
more?
marriage, for sure.
Elaborate on that. Yourself till marriage?
Yeah, because before you're married, it is what you want to do. I used to be a dancer. I had a ton of guys that were like, I don't like your job, quit your job. And I was like, you ain't paying my bills. So, I always did what was best for me.
When you say dancer,
I was shaking my ass at Stilettos back in the day. Oh,
I mean, I know, they don't know. I need the audience to
hi.
know.
Yeah, what is Stilettos? Hold up.
Back when it
You're
was
not a ballet dancer.
Stilettos. Yes, I actually would start with interpretive dancing, and then I would do the robot, and then I'd end some hardcore crumping.
right, as long as it wasn't like AC/DC, because if I walked in and you had that on, I'm out. I don't like
Hell
those choices.
no. Hell no.
That was one of my least favorite things. Walk in there and be like, oh, they got and so and so and Lyndon Skinner. And I'm like, what? All right, man.
Hell no. I worked at Market Street Saloon back in the day when that was a thing, and it was always AC/DC's Thunderstruck was like the cue that the whores needed to be on the bar.
See? Exactly. Like, no, I hate, like, we gotta change that.
What's wrong with Thunderstruck?
That was our 9 p.m. It was no longer a family-friendly barbecue restaurant. That was all the girls had to be in their Daisy Dukes and like dancing on the bar. As soon as you heard that, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, like that
You
was
got
your
to
like.
drink when it say thunder. But all right,
I'd
so
be
you
dead.
saying you until marriage was your answer. I think I'm gonna go against the grain a little bit and say my partner, and here's why. If I choose to be with someone, I think that he voguing in the camera over there. I think that the more you put importance on them, they should reciprocate it. If they reciprocate it, and this is where it's fair at, then me putting my importance on them means that they will put more importance onto me. Just my thoughts. All right, Nate wants to know more about your dancing. Anyway, so
Yo,
got the heels here somewhere.
show the pole. No. All right, so all right, and this next subject, and we sweeping with me.
hold on. I got a
Oh,
follow-up question with
rewind,
that.
rewind.
So,
Go ahead.
yeah, re rewind that for a second. So, based off of your thought process, if you are trying
Me?
to do stuff for your, yes, you, if you're
Okay.
doing stuff for your partner, and you're hoping that they reciprocate that energy, but they don't, then what?
So I'm not doing it so that they reciprocate it. I'm doing it because it is reciprocated, if that makes sense.
No, understandable, right. But it's not about you doing it for the reciprocation, but you hope to get it back. But
right, if I'm not the most important person to them, then perhaps we don't belong together, to answer your question.
Okay, so, but then it goes back to my point of you would be the person, and again, I'm not trying to change the answer.
I know, you know, I like the conversation.
But why you should be, like, you're the most important person in the relationship, because if you are trying, if you're doing above and beyond for that person or whatever, just out of the kindness of your heart, and they're not giving that back to you, and then depending on the relationship, how long you've been in it, how much you've invested in it, it's harder to walk away. And that's where a lot of people, you know, get into issues with, like, you know, trying to figure that out or whatever and getting these ruts. Like, dudes would be like, oh, well, you know, I used to party all the time or whatever. And then she's like, oh, I don't want you to go out or whatever. And he's in the house and, you know, unhappy, whatever. And then she's still whining and complaining and bitching. And he's, you know, but he's doing everything he's supposed to do. And he's like, all right, well, what would make me happy is to go out more. I can still take care of the household or whatever the case may be, but I've sacrificed not going out because that's what she's wanted. And, you know, I'm not getting that happiness back. So it could be a situation they could still be together, still work out. She might have an attitude. But if he was able to be like, okay, I'm going to focus on me and go out maybe one time a week to clear my mind and refresh, then we can make it work. But that's what I was thinking of.
No. I get what you're saying completely. I think me personally, right, and I rarely speak about me personally on here, but me personally, it's to a point where I have my ways. If you've met me doing my ways, right, I'm speaking about her, milk and magnesia. What happens is you got to meet me halfway somewhere, right? And if we're in a relationship, you got to meet me halfway. We can't start at two different start points to get to the end zone. We got to meet somewhere in the middle to get there. So the things I do, again, out of the kindness of my heart, because I favor being with this person, I already know that I'm getting reciprocated things back, right? Maybe it's not everything I want, but it's going to be most of what I want. Or the relationship is not going to work, in my opinion. So I'm not caught up in staying around, you know, trying to make somebody change if they already exhibited that they don't want to change.
No, I get that. And then I guess the last thing I'll say is, I don't know if anybody else on this chat is married or has been married. I'm not going to say all marriages are like that, but...
Not I, said the brown bear. Choose the bear.
But from my experience and from those that I know that are married... you definitely need to focus on yourself. And if you focus on your partner and you don't get that back, it could be very, very frustrating. And you have no choice but to kind of center some of your energy on yourself to do your best to make the relationship work. Respectfully.
Right. Although I think if you married, I would hope that you know what you're getting into. But let's stay here with you, King Moses.
Yeah, they don't. They don't
change in marriage too. I mean, you know, you become one. So if someone's having a health issue, obviously they're more important at that time.
Facts. Or if they got mauled by a bear.
Nah, my husband would be like, "That was your dumbass."
Yeah, you're on your own, shorty. Like, why are you in the woods by yourself?
The hell you doing in the woods?
Exactly.
We got porch at home.
We get bears a lot on the street around here. I don't know how, but we always get on the news. Like, oh yeah, there's a bear on New Scotland Ave, which is only like a 5-minute drive from me, and it'll just be like a black bear.
They got bears running wild in Albany. What the hell?
No, I think it's because the kids, like the college kids and shit, leave their garbage out and just bears just come out, act up.
We get raccoons down here. Y'all get bears.
We get bears and skunk and raccoon. Like, I'll be kind of weirded out if I'm like sitting in the back smoking and a bear just walked in my yard. Like, I don't know what I'll do depending on how
hey, you know what that bear there?
I'll be like, you want to smoke too?
Hey, Nate, you know why the bear's there? Because he's like, hey, man, come get your woman. They keep running to us in the woods.
He's like, yo, I smell some skunk back here. That's what that's why he really back there.
He's just trying to put out forest fires. That's all.
They said the bears would be done with the woman in like 10 minutes after they asked them, "If I was a worm, would you still love me?"
All the bears just go back to the woods. Like, we ain't dealing with this shit.
The
And the answer is
bear
no, by the
man
way.
hated woman hated stuff. Anyway, so King Moses, we're moving on to this next subject. A grown man is trending for cutting his homeboys off after they didn't check on him. To give more context, he said his name is Cameroon Guinean. Does that mean he's mixed with Cameroon and Guyana? I don't. Anyway, he said, "I just blocked indebted friendships with four of my quote homeboys. I had back surgery literally a whole month ago, and not one of these ninjas checked on your boy. I ain't say shit. I just blocked and let it be what it is. They wasn't my real friends." So before I get, we'll go Moses and we'll go Morgan and we'll go Nate. But see, I've been in something like this, right? I had surgery 8 years ago now, and it was a lot of people I was running with that didn't show up at the hospital. Case in point, I didn't like tell everybody, but you know, once word got out, it was the usual suspects I thought would show up. Some didn't, a lot did. Some people showed up that I didn't even think would show up, right? Which is surprising to me, but I didn't really dead any friendships. I just played people how they did, you know, because it shows that what type of friendship level you have. Some people are there to drink with you. Some people are there to party with you. Some people are there to work with you, make money. Everybody's not the same level of friendship. But Moses, do you think he was right in cutting his boys off because they ain't checking him after back surgery? I mean, it ain't like he was dying.
I mean, I think he was right. The reason why is because he determines what a friend is and what isn't, and how that's supposed to look for him. What I do disagree is the way that he did it. If you're going to do all that,
A
you
little
don't need to.
spicy. That was a little spicy the way he did that.
Yeah, like you don't need to make no announcement on Facebook, whatever, or whoever, whatever on the Al Gore's internet. Oh, I my friends, no new friends, I'm cutting them off or whatever. Like for all that, you might as well just told them that directly. Like, man, I ain't like that you did that or whatever, and I can't rock with you, whatever, and it is what it is. I would have respected that more than like this subliminal stuff. I just blocked them and da da da. Like that's just like half, that's the half sucker stuff to me. But I
He was
ain't
proud
mad
that he
at him.
ghosted his friends.
Yeah, but I'm not
Like, that's
mad
what.
that he, yeah, I'm not mad that he did that. Like, I mean, he might not have been on some more, I want to, you know, like still faking around with him and I'm still feeling away, whatever. But he should have just told him that directly, whatever. If it was a situation where I was having a surgery, I would have told my friends, hey, I'm having a surgery, whatever. I need y'all there for me, whatever. And then whatever happens after that just happens. If they don't show up after that or whatever, then I'm a person where I'm going to vocally say, man, that was messed up or whatever. I can't rock with you, whatever. Or I'm gonna just, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Or if you want to take the silent route, just leave people alone or whatever, and then don't owe them no explanation. Just cut them off and just leave it at that. But
Yeah,
I
don't do
think he was
both.
right, but I don't like the way he did it.
Yeah, I feel like that's a little sassy. Morgan, what do you? I mean, you're a girl. You cut off a lot of.
I know. I'm a girl. Like, girls will cut off other women for like missing birthdays, weddings,
I got a friend
whatever.
like that, but he's zesty too, so I get it.
So, I mean, I've seen women cut other women off for way less, but also, you know, yeah, how strong was that friendship, you know? Because
Somebody said he
if
was
you
looking
tell
to
your
cut them
friends
off.
like,
He just
yo, I
needed a
need
reason.
you, and they don't show, that's one thing. But if they just like expect your friends to show up and they don't, like that's a whole other, like people have lives.
Right, and expectations. So like if me and you go hang out every day, or we go play basketball, we don't have to be hanging out. We go play basketball every day, and bro, you got a broken back. We can't go play basketball. Like, so I don't, should I not play basketball? 'Cause you can't play basketball. But I don't know. It feels like the way he did this again. You are, by all means, protect your peace, whoever you are. But this was a little spicy for me. Nate, what are your thoughts on this?
So I don't know how this always happens. There's always the one random topic that I just happen to do some research on.
And this is the one you. It
This
was
is the
this one, not
one.
the bear, but this one.
Nah, because I heard about this and I was reading up on it. Two things. Like, here's how I feel about it. I'm with him because he did tell him that he was getting the surgery. But like everybody else said, you don't need to run to the internet to tell people this. Like, do you want sympathy to be like, oh man, like sorry, like well wishes, like you want a balloon, you want a Panera gift card, like why did you come online to tell people this? Like, hey, I cut my friends off. No new friends now. Sorry. Like, what do you get out of that? You just like you look goofy. Like, I'm sorry that you don't have good friends, but you don't need to let us know that you have a
Goofy
shitty
begets
circle.
goofy behavior, and this is goofy behavior. What I'm wondering is when he say he blocked them, right? Am I quoting him right? No, he just
Yeah,
said yeah,
I cut them all,
I
blocked them.
blocked him, and it is what it is. Did he block their phone numbers, but he left them online so they can see that he cut them off?
So he's
Hasn't
goofy.
been
Like
there.
this is he. This, he's probably fishing for like. I heard that Twitter pays well for engagement, so you know this kind of
He's an
dumb down
attention
here.
whore.
It's the activity. It's the activity.
Like, come on. Like, how do you, if you can see the like, yeah, I don't know if everybody saw this picture, the homie, but you can look it up.
Little sassy.
He probably made that shit up, whatever. He ain't even got no friends or whatever. He just made that story up or whatever. That's how they be.
He cut off his fake
I don't believe
friends,
it. Yeah,
imaginary
it
friends.
might be. I don't know, man. Like I said, these stage skits and all that stuff for engagement or
Wait,
whatever
what is
on.
that? He cut off Race and Fred.
Yeah, or so, or Manti Te'o's girlfriend or whatever. That's what it
Yeah, so cut whoever you want off, protect your peace, but you don't gotta announce it on Facebook or IG or on the interwebs on the algorithms. Moving on, Nate, we'll start with you back on this one.
Uh-oh.
No, we did a whole episode on this one. You remember that? The don't play with the water. Okay. Yeah, so Triton Submarines, a company in the US, that's our country, has created a Triton 660/9 ABA submersible. It's meant to revolutionize underwater exploration for everyone. It could go as deep as 660 feet, 200 meters, underwater, giving people a stunning look at the ocean's beauty. Triton just confirmed the submarine works well and it got certification from DNV. I don't know who that is, but apparently they give certifications. It's a bubble-shaped sub that gives an amazing 360-degree view of underwater scenery, including above, below, and behind. It's approved to dive all the way to that 660 feet. I don't know why they're telling us that again. It can hold 9 people with room for 8 guests and 1 pilot. So Nate, you know this. What I hate is when people write an article and they put too much information. Why
This
would
is
you?
it.
You could have just said it can hold 8 guests and 1 pilot. Don't tell me it can hold 9 people and then give me math after. Anyway, the submarine has leather seating for passenger comfort during the entire dive. The special underwater craft can run for 12 hours straight. We don't care about the size, but it is equipped with life support oxygen and a CO2 scrubber for safety. Have we not learned?
I choose the bear.
Have we
No.
not learned from when they did this with a Game Boy Color remote controller with the Xbox? Like, that wasn't even a year ago when them people went to search the Titanic in a similar device to this, and they learned their lesson the hard way. It's Darwinism. Nate, you getting in this bubble-shaped submarine?
No. But this cracks me up because I'm gonna tell you a story, a quick story. So today, right, I had this sandwich for lunch, and I crumbled up the aluminum foil, and now all I can think about is what's gonna happen to these people if they get in this damn boat. It's gonna be like what in the hell? I'm looking at the picture of this thing. It looks like a little crab, but. Nah, they about to be. Oh man, I can't wait for the CNN alert about the Triton. I'm like, yeah. They ain't
It
even
was
tell you the
the
price.
Ocean Gate. Remember the Ocean Gate? It was the same thing as
Yeah,
the
with the
Ocean
little
Gate.
lot, they had the Logitech controller. Like they don't even tell you the price, so you know it's something
Hey, so somebody said it has cracked glass technology that gives you warning of an impending implosion. The glass start cracking. He about to implode.
Great.
Like, yo, we got emergency. We got life support oxygen. I'm sorry, but 660 feet down. Don't.
It ain't enough.
Yeah.
Morgan, what are your thoughts?
What if someone rips ass in that submarine? You're with eight other people, all right? That is seven other friends and one pilot, Fousey.
it's
like, that's all I can think of. I'm like, where is the oxygen exchange? Like,
where's the bathroom? Now that you say
before
that,
before they go, you're in there for 12 hours. Hell the fuck no.
There's no bathroom. Wait, do you pee into the ocean?
How would you get it out?
They probably make you like not eat or something before. Who knows? Like, can't drink.
Bruh, 12 hours, somebody eating something.
Mm-hmm. Eat King Moses, you get on this? Stuck down there.
It's your last meal.
Holding in your farts for 12 hours just for that crack glass technology.
Oh, nah. If I know I'm dying, I'm farting. I'm hotboxing that joint. I don't care.
There you go. King I hotbox Moses. It. All right. We go 4 feet down. We hotbox. We come back up. It's a great time.
Not 660 feet. King Moses, what are your thoughts on this submarine, bro?
Well, I'm not a fan of the waters and all that or whatever. Again, if there are people that want to go down there, explore and test that theory, God bless them. Let them go ahead and do that. Full disclosure, I've been in a sub. I don't know if this counts or not, but I've been in a submarine. We went to Hawaii, did the Atlantis thing or whatever. And I'm not going to say I was scared, but it was like, it was creepy to see. And it was like, the only thing we went down that far was like 60 feet or whatever. And it was like, all right, that was cool, whatever. And then that's it. But I don't know why would somebody want to go down further. Like, if you see down the bottom, whatever, it looks all the same or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what 100 feet, 100 feet look like. I don't know, whatever. It's like, what more you want to try to see or explore that will tickle your fancy or whatever to be satisfied. But if they want to go down there, take a PS2 controller or whatever the case may be to go down there, whatever, and make it back, God bless them. But you won't catch me down there. I can't do that. That's nasty work.
They're trying to find a home with some Black Panther too.
Find Nemo, whatever. I don't care.
Finding Nemo is one of Disney's greatest movies, in case you guys were wondering.
Yeah, Finding Little Mermaid, all that stuff. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna end up being a mermaid.
SpongeBob, Mr. Krabs, everybody down there. All right.
I do believe that they're real, that they existed. I do believe that I saw it down there. I believe that's a whole nother world that we do not belong down there, whatever. And I think all that
it's
stuff
a whole was new real. World.
Somebody online a couple of days ago said that the ocean is what people think space really is. And I was like, yo. Now that I think about it, I would never not a chance. I don't even like
it. It looks like people live down there. Like when we saw it, I don't know if they like had it man-made. I don't know. It was weird, but like, you know, you see the shipwrecks and stuff like that, and just like it looks like a little city that's underwater. And it
I don't want to see that.
Weird as hell. And it's like, yeah.
All right. Speaking of crazy white people, this happened.
I didn't even want to say that part because I already knew who was going in there.
There was no, it wasn't one of us. One of yours, Morgan.
Sorry, Morgan.
Right, so this happened close to me down here at Waterfront Park in Charleston, South Carolina. A man was seen attacking juvenile birds at Waterfront Park. Jacob Walter Horde. He has three names, two first names. That's serial killer vibes. Is charged with injury to certain birds or nests and disorderly conduct. He was booked and released on $1,300 bond the following day. According to the police, they responded to the park in reference to him yelling at pedestrians in the park area and kicking juvenile birds. One officer was directed to the incident location, which was the grassy area between the pineapple, the world famous pineapple fountain, and the fountain nearest to Vindu, which is a hotel and bar. They have a nice little rooftop. The officer located a deceased baby bird that appeared to have been flattened. Police say when they were approached by a witness at the incident location, they told him that dude was harassing two juvenile birds. He said to the birds, "You must fly or you will die." And then he kicked them. The witness reported seeing one deceased bird. It's not known if it was the same deceased bird found by the officers. They say they took him into custody. And according to his jail records, this is the second time being arrested. And within a month, 2 weeks earlier, he was arrested for disorderly conduct by the aviation authority. That's by the airport. He was released on $154 bond. Morgan, what's wrong with this guy? And how long ago did you swipe right on him on Tinder?
He's the reason we choose the bear, but he couldn't fly, so he had to take it out on those birds who clearly couldn't either.
They were baby birds.
Like how do you get kicked off an airplane and then go start just like abusing birds? Like, you better fly too. I couldn't. TSA said no.
Yeah, that did not pass me. That the aviation police were the ones who arrested him, and then within a week or two, he's out there telling birds they can't fly. All right, do we think this is a mental health issue? Is this guy a sociopath?
He's something.
When you kicking baby birds and telling them to fly or die, is something going on? King Moses, is this psychopath behavior?
Yeah, of course. I mean, he's probably got BBL brain cells, and he just don't know how to.
BBL treatment.
And he needs to be put out in the woods and let him fight a bear and pick on somebody his own size and see how that goes. But yeah, you leave the birds alone or whatever. I mean, lucky he was down there. Like, if it was like in one of the parks where it was like a geese or protected something, or whatever, he would have got way more.
No,
way
listen,
more.
It probably was the type of bird, because there's a lot of protected birds down here. Like, in all of the parks, they have these signs that say, if you see birds on the ground, don't touch them. That's how they learn to fly or whatever, and they're protected. Mm-hmm. Can't feed them, can't touch them. So, but I don't know about Waterfront. I haven't seen those signs at Waterfront Park. Nate says he's originally from Albany. What's up with your people?
He did. No, it ain't. No, he ain't. don't put that on Albany. Don't even. Never that. I hope. Like, I guess it sounds bad, but I hope that he has like mental illness, just because, like, if you're doing this on purpose, you should get kicked. Like, you shouldn't be released on bond until you get kicked by mad people in the cell. Like, who put $1,400 up to get him out? And like, now he gonna tell that story when he go home? Like, yo, man, I was kicking the shit out of them birds. Like, you wouldn't believe it. I'll smoke the baby. But is he a punt kicker? Like, what are you doing in the park just kicking birds and saying this?
Well, I think we all miss one part. It's drugs. It's probably drugs. All right.
Oh, he probably was on crack.
Yeah. All right. So this is the part. My favorite part of the show is called You Choose. All right. For Morgan and King Moses as well, this is the part of the show where I just give you the headline and you pick one or the other. We'll let the young lady go first. Morgan, would you like to talk about It Was in the Wig or Accept Me as the Drunk I Am?
Oh, God. Ugh. Well, I mean, it was this drunk motherfucker probably kicking birds. So what drunk was he?
So you want to go with number two, Accept Me as the Drunk I Am?
Number two.
All right, King Moses, you going with one or two? One being It Was in the Wig, two being Accept Me as the Drunk I Am.
Well, I don't give two damns about no wigs and all that that rigmarole. So I'll go with number two, with the drunk.
All right, so Nate, I mean, it don't matter, but which one would you have picked?
I was going with the drunk because I'm afraid that something was going to jump out the wig.
And unbelievable.
All right, so we're going to go with two, but I'll just tell you guys what one was. It was about a girl was cheating on her. The man said he knows what ejaculation smells like, and he smelled it in his girlfriend's wig, and it wasn't his. That's what you guys didn't pick. So
thank God. We dodged a bullet, y'all.
Semen sniffing is nasty work.
Like, why are you sniffing? Why are you sniffing your girl wig? Like, yo, that ain't me. I know mine. pH off.
Yeah, that's disgusting. That first of all, you've been sniffing two different types of semen to
how do you know the semen difference?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Anyway,
yeah, that's disgusting.
We didn't pick that one, so we got it. Semen sniffers, you guys are safe this week. All right, accept me as a drunk I am.
Someone,
this is a writing.
I know it. I just know it.
First of all, I'm not a drunk. I like to drink vodka before work to get me started, tequila after work to calm my nerves, and I may have wine before bed. It's a chick we're talking about here. My living boyfriend says I drink so much that if he randomly tapped my shoulder during the day, I'd turn around with a drink in my hand. Bullshit! I'm tired of his insults, and I mentioned that he's a fat fuck, and his belly is too heavy to lift for me to find his sausage. He told me to stop drinking or he wouldn't leave. Can you stop drinking for me, for us? I love this man, I really do. But one night I came home after a girl's night out. My friends didn't show, so I drank alone at the bar. And I realized that there's nothing wrong with me. I work hard and I drink hard. I'm an independent woman, and I'm not going to let some snowman-built dude put me down. I told him to leave. He did. That was a year ago. I've since lost my job, and I need him back. But I need him to accept me as the drunk I am. I need some advice. Nate, let's start with you.
Yo, AA is free, ma. You just gotta, like, how you gonna call that man a fat fuck, all this, and be like, yo, I ain't no drunk. You gotta accept me with the drink in my hand, and now you probably got a job because you was drinking on it. Like
fired from the job for drinking, probably. Sounds
yeah,
like it.
Yeah, like you weren't a functional alcoholic, because the functional ones be killing it. Like, maybe I watched episode of Intervention, homie was a functional meth head. So like you hustling backwards. So go find another person and see if you can get something. But AA free. They got them little 12 steps, you get a coin, all that.
So she can't try to get her man back.
I'm guessing she could try, but
not without some serious lifestyle changes.
Yeah, she might have to like go through withdrawal or something.
This
like,
goes back
like
to
Ray Charles did.
It's important in a relationship. You are your partner. Morgan, what's your advice for
her?
That sounds like something I would have written myself back in the day. And lo and behold, I did have to quit drinking.
See?
I had to retire.
Hey, I used to drink with Morgan. She had some fun days.
I'm pretty sure you've given me a piggyback ride down King Street as I just chugged a mason jar of Fireball.
Yes, that did happen.
I think that's how I got diabetes.
Oh yeah.
So she needs to quit drinking. Drinking is her issue.
You know what? Drinking's always the issue. Drinking's always the issue.
King Moses, what is your advice for this young lady?
Well, my advice for her is to go back to the bar and find her another person that's drunk like her, and they can make it work. And if she can't do that, then maybe it's something about her, but I don't know. That would be my advice. And I mean, it sounds like she's a fetal alcohol syndrome survivor, the way we're talking about it and the way she's living her lifestyle. So maybe that might be, something that's going on with her. But yeah, I would go to a bar or a club where, she could find a dude that drinks a lot or whatever and, make it work. Sometimes two alcoholics need to be together. Two crackheads need to be together. I don't know. Like, you can't mix one person that's not like you, whatever. So maybe she needs to find somebody that's like-minded or liver-minded like her.
Liver-minded. All right.
I don't think she wants him back if she was so willing to be like, he's a fat fuck. I can't even find his sausage. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
She said she lost her job.
The consequences of her own actions.
Yeah, she lost her job and she needs him back, is what she said.
To fund her alcohol habit.
Right. And to pacify her and take care of her. So she wants the support of, someone that is not independent, but claims to be independent, but yet wants to be with somebody. So,
someone who will enable her.
Yeah. Enablers. Well, my advice is
enablers.
You treated this man wrong. You were drinking before work, and then vodka. First of all, vodka to start the day, and then tequila after. It's nasty behavior.
Don't you work on the docks,
Probably
right?
was bottom barrel too, like three olives, or something like that.
Yeah. So I said my advice is go find you a bear.
And
Move
cook with
on.
you.
It is now time for your fake mads of the week. This is where you tell us what you're fake mad about. Nate, you gotta go first because we have two guests. Nate, what are you fake mad about this week?
So it's funny because when we were on here talking, somebody, I think it was Morgan, said the BBL Drizzy thing. And I've had that stuck in my
Oh,
head, like
you know
that
what? We
beat.
didn't even talk about that. I was supposed to. I wanted a recap of the Drake versus Kenny beef. So before you, Nate, give me your recap of a really quick recap of Drake versus Kendrick.
Overall, I think it was fun while it lasted. You know, we got what 16 tracks in less than 2 weeks. So I'm cool with it. I can't I'm not telling y'all who won, who lost. That's for y'all to listen to and think on
Well,
your
who do
own, but
you
I
think
know.
won and lost?
Oh, I think Kendrick tore his ass up on the last half. And I know
Hey,
for sure he
Niner.
it's gonna be yeah, that song is gonna go crazy all summer. And Drake gonna have to live with that. He gonna have to go someplace where they ain't got music or power or something.
My only thing with that is that Kenny ain't never showed up to the Bay and Drake has. So him trying to jump on that train now, like Drake
Well, it
always showed up
worked.
to Matt. He always shout out Mac Dre. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. Anyway, Morgan, who do you think won, Kenny or Drake?
Ooh, you know what? I'm gonna be honest. I've never been a huge Drake fan because I loved Degrassi, so I just couldn't take him that seriously as like a
W
badass.
Wheelchair Jimmy?
I think Wheelchair Jimmy, man. I think Kendrick won. All right, A minor. That it hits too hard. It hits too hard.
King Moses, who do you think won?
That whole
Oh yeah. My bad. So I would say for me, there's not a winner. I'm more of a Drake fan than a Kendrick fan, but I love Kendrick too. My theory is people really don't want to hear disses, and this whole situation just proved it for me. If you want to pick a winner between the actual battle of those two, I would say Kendrick won. But I still believe that Drake is still going to be popular, still going to be making a lot of music. People are going to love it.
I seen
People
the
will
same
not,
shit happen to Hove.
and people are not going to remember this rap battle in probably the next month,
Oh yeah,
to
no,
be
Drake gonna
honest.
drop some summer jams and everybody gonna forget about it. Who I think won, I think Kenny is winning right now. If the battle is actually over,
It
Kendrick
needs to be
has it, but I
over.
don't think he got washed. I think it's gonna sound weird, right? But me being with the rapper era, it's like I feel like Drake was more had more precision when he actually responded, but Kendrick just swept his buzz from under him by dropping so often. As soon as he dropped, like I think Family Matters is probably the best song out of this whole thing. But as soon as he dropped Family Matters, Meet the Grams came out. And then after Meet the Grams, what was Not Like Us came out. It was just like, and then Drake dropped the last one. Drake went off on that last one.
But
But
at that point, it was
Not Like
already,
Us was just, yeah, like
you're
you
not
got
touching that.
people.
They got it. It's on the NBA
People are
playoff.
writers out here crip walking trying to bring the feeling back because he knew what he was doing. Anyway.
Like I said, it's on the, if they got it on the commercial for the playoffs. Like that's what I, that. So for me, I guess in this era, because I think we're all in, like, we've all been through the Jay-Z, Nas, like 50 Ja, like all those. The thing with this new era and how things are done. Everything is marketing in some way or another. So when I say Kendrick won, like you, when you have a diss track, he had two of them because they had like that too during the playoffs. Like when you got a diss track playing as
Like that don't count, but yeah, I
the
feel you.
but either like there, but that's as Drake, you got to live with that. Like you watch basketball, like so every night you go to like I'm gonna turn the game
You
on,
have
and all you
ownership in a
hear is
team. He has
yeah. So
ownership in a Raptor.
But then
like
to
you
your
got to deal
point,
with
like
that.
but to your point, like that came out like last month, right?
Something like that, like 2 months ago.
And right, and see how quickly people were forgetting about that. Like, it's just like the new thing.
No one plays like that anymore.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, yeah, like nobody remembers like what nobody really remembers what Kendrick said in it, whatever. It was more or less the beat or whatever. And I wasn't even really a fan of the last song that Kendrick dropped. I'm surprised that people liked it as much. I really like Meet the Grams more than anything as far as an actual diss. I just didn't like the way that Kendrick was flowing on the last one or whatever. It's shocking that more people like that song than all the rest of the songs that came.
I can tell you why. It's because Kendrick has had low energy this whole beef, right? Like, pause. When he was rapping.
Now, Euphoria, he was cooking.
Euphoria was
no. Let me finish. His the energy is low. He was cooking. He had the bars, but he didn't have the aggressiveness that he did on Like That. And with that jumping beat, it was just like, oh, Kendrick can actually do a upbeat song that's a diss and still be potent, in my opinion. But anyway,
no, that Euphoria, he had that energy.
I think Euphoria is my favorite one out of all of them, honestly.
Yeah, Family Matters is mine, but
I only like the first.
I think the way that Kendrick did his songs, like doing it in the key of A minor, is
you just like that line, A minor.
Well, the fact that he did the entire song in the key, like music theory wise.
A minor. All right, Morgan, what are you fake mad about this week?
Oof, what aren't I fake mad about?
Wait, I didn't even get to say.
No, What'd you say? No, I'm like, I have to think. I'm like, what are my grievances this week that I'm fake mad about? Oof.
You had a couple. You know what? See
I know. I'm like, I'm trying to think which ones I can say. Which ones could I say?
You can say any. This is not censored.
I don't know, come back to me.
All right, Nate, did you ever finish saying yours?
Nah, yeah, so that's how we got on the topic, because that BBL Drizzy beat. So you know how like you see them the O'Reilly Auto Parts commercial and you just get that song stuck in your head? That's how I got the BBL Drizzy joint stuck. And that beat is hard. But going back to what I'm saying is like that with that whole beef, like Drake got to deal with that now. Like you getting in bed, you got people like K-pop artists rapping over this beat, talking about you getting a BBL. Like you getting embarrassed like on the social media front, and to some people on Wax. Like you gotta like this is over with. I think I hope that it is, because at this point I don't want to hear about who's beating whose wife, who's a pedophile. Like I don't want to hear about it anymore. Just give it a couple years and y'all make up, and then we can get back.
The reunion
and shout out to Cole for taking a step back. I saw he was on the beach hanging out or something.
Protect so your peace at all costs, even if it was soft.
Block those people after surgery.
Yeah. King Moses, what are you fake mad about this week?
Well, there's two main things that I'm mad about. Well, it's all one, but I'm tired of these online dating shows where they have the balloon shits. And like the Tasha K, like, yeah, and then like the Tasha K having people on there, whatever, and I don't know what it is. It'd be like 20.
So it's a dating show where they have
like the 20
women holding balloons. And as soon as you walk out, if the woman don't like you, they pop the balloon, they're out. And then the people that stay, you start asking them questions. And as you ask them questions, if they don't like your questions or they ask you questions, they don't like your answer, they pop the balloon. And then the person left with a balloon is the person you go on a date with.
Yeah, or they'll pop the balloon based off your look or whatever, off the rip or whatever. It's gypsy shit or whatever. It's Jerry Springer reincarnated. And you could tell it's like some fucking, like, some rehearsed, like it's nasty work. I hate it. I'm tired of seeing it or whatever. Yes, it is. And because you know what I mean, because they, you know, the girls, I don't know, because I remember the baby was on there and he had a beef with the guy, whatever. The guy was saying that he took his money and all this stuff, and then the girls are going over the top or whatever, doing all this wild freakazoid
there
stuff.
Was one girl who like,
wasn't
was,
that the
he was checking how she smelled, like he literally was putting his hand inside of her on front of everybody, and she was like, yeah, you like how that feel, right? And I'm like, she knows it's being recorded, right?
Yeah, they, I mean, these girls up there giving blowjobs and all this wild, nasty, horny stuff, whatever, drunk off that horny water, all that for some attention.
Not
other yeah, it's crazy.
I saw a clip. You know what
I mean? I don't remember the blowjobs one, but that might be the
Boosie was on there, whatever. Boosie was on there. He got one, and there's a couple of like the rappers because they always get the rappers on there.
Oh, Boosie took his nephew's girl and took her in the room and got one. I remember that now.
Yeah, so it was like a couple of them or whatever. I mean, you can go Google it on this on TikTok and Al Gore's internet. You can find it or whatever. I'm just disgusted with it. And it's like more and more this same old attention grabbing bullshit or whatever. And people just going fake it till you make it script stuff or try to perform as an actor to get some type of attention and fame or clout or whatever the hell these new kids is talking about. But I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it.
Thank for you. All right. Morgan, what are you fake mad about this week?
You got invited to a show. I have a new puppy and just trying to house train him, pissing me off.
That's what you mad about, the puppy?
I am so mad. You know what? It's the puppy that gets like excited and then pees on your foot as you're trying to leash it, to take it outside. Yes, that is what I'm mad about this week.
What kind of puppy is it?
He is a golden retriever husky mix.
Hey.
Same as my last dog.
I used to have beef with golden retriever.
I knew your last dog.
Yeah. You know what? I was not going to get another dog. After he passed away, I was like, I'm fucking done with dogs. Like, I'm so glad. I'm just a cat person. I don't have to walk anything anymore. And then some lady on Facebook was like, I have 9 dogs that I'm giving for free. And they were the exact same breed. And you never see three dogs on Facebook. They always have like a rehoming fee to not go to dog fighting family.
That's that Al Gore rhythm fucking with you. It knew you wanted that dog.
If that don't work out,
I gotta stay off Facebook, man. I keep bringing home animals.
If that don't work out, get a bear.
I know. Hey, if one was on Facebook, I'd probably bring it home.
Hey, you say you keep bringing home animals. That's your date in life?
Yeah. My husband just has accepted it at this point. 3 cats, a dog.
A bear in the backyard. All right.
As long as you ain't got the pineapple upside down on the front porch, you're good to go.
No, hell no. Hell no. And you know what? I'm mad about that because I had a whole pineapple bathroom. I had a whole pineapple themed bathroom. And then I learned about swinger culture. I was like, well, now I got to redecorate.
You got to go on swinger top.
How many people come in your bathroom to see it? Anyway, what I'm fake mad about is people posting anonymous in groups. Say that shit with your chest. Type that shit with your chest. Stop hiding behind your keyboard. Sucker behavior. Suckers. All right, that's all I got. All right.
Are y'all going to rap on that BBL Drizzy beat?
I'm not rapping on
it. Y'all don't want to hear me rap.
Hop on there. Yo, Metro giving out 10K and a free beat. Like,
is he still? Because you know they Metro grooming.
He didn't back down.
That nasty work. He was drunk off that horny water.
Listen, I'm trying to get a free beat and 10K. I can use $10,000 right now to
get everyone can use $10,000, but you know, at what cost? You don't want OVO mad at you. Anyway,
thank you for coming out,
Morgan. I appreciate you. Thank you for taking a stance and being a brave woman. I hope you're not that brave if you see a bear run from the fucking bear.
You know what? I could out-weird a guy, all right? If I found a man, I would just, like, start barking or something. Like, he'll be like, I ain't gonna fuck with her. She's weird.
Nah,
I'm telling you, I like your chances versus a man than versus a bear. King Moses, you know what it is. I appreciate you for coming last minute. Pause.
Anytime. No diddy.
Nate the Great, you know what it is. And we are good to go. Peace, love, and happiness. We are the best of Charleston's. Charleston's best of. Runner-up. but we still Charleston favorite. That's all I got. Peace, love, and happiness.